WSAG-266, radio check.
WSAG-666, this is WSBW-226.
Yeah, 226. I'm trying out the antenna. I'm using a handheld going into a 75-foot piece of coax into a new used tram 1481, and it's got about almost 12 dB of gain, and it's about 2 foot off the ground in the horizontal position, and I just want to get a radio check and see if I'm getting the Mayville repeater today.
I'm right in Millington, so that's pretty good. What kind of coax are you using?
Well, I'm using sort of a standby right now with the LMR 400, but this is what I got available right now.
Okay, well, the Mayville repeater is being very generous for you. You're in and out. Sometimes you're nice and strong, other times you're dropping out. So you're not consistent. You're not consistent. But short of digging a hole and putting the antenna in it and then burying it, I guess your antenna is just a few feet off the ground and you're using 75 feet of something that's probably RG8X, am I right?
Correct on the coax and also correct on the height above ground in the horizontal position. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, what I'm doing is I'm tuning the antenna to make sure that it covers the GMRS frequencies, and that's doing the trick, making the trip. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, well, you're horizontally polarized, which means you're cross-polarized to the normal vertical polarization. There's some attenuation there. And then the 75 feet of coax, it's RG8, is like using a dummy load. You're probably losing 3/4 of your power. But apparently you're close enough to the Mayville repeater, it just doesn't care.
Roger that. And again, this is just a test. I've got a test pole that I can get the antenna. I mean, the thing's 17 foot long. And I can get it up another, on a test pole, another 17 foot. But ultimately, it's going to go on my tower, and it'll, the base of that antenna will be at 36 foot, and it'll top out at 54 foot. So I just want to make sure it tuned up for GMRS.
You don't have to worry. The fact that you're making it into the system at all on an HT, I think you said, using RG8X, there's a coax loss calculator that you can download on the internet that you can put in the type of coax you're using and how many feet you are and what the SWR your antenna is, and it'll tell you how many watts you're getting out of the system. And if you're, I don't know, what are you, about 5 watts on your HT, or is it a little bit more than that?
I am familiar with the line loss on the different bits of coax. Its final resting spot on the tower, it's going to have LMR, a 100-foot run of LMR 400, and I'm just using this as testing for now. What was the last question? Yeah, I'm running an old Bufang UV5R, and it's probably running about, if I'm lucky, 3.5 watts.
Okay, I'm kind of guessing you could disconnect your antenna, disconnect the coax from the... Matter of fact, you might do better by disconnecting the coax from the radio and putting a paper clip into the HT as an antenna.
Roger that. Again, I'm just seeing if it's, I mean, I ran I put a antenna analyzer on it, and the SWR values on the antenna where I've got the ground plane at, it's making the trip, so that's all I'm trying to do.
Well, it looks like you're having fun, and that's what it's all about. Experiment, see what works, see what doesn't work. Set up the worst-case scenario, then you know that the LMI-400, when you get it, will be a vast improvement. So, you're doing all right. Our name here is John. Name is John, and I'm up here at Millington quite often. My home QTH is Flint, and you might hear me on from there once in a while, but I like to monitor the MIH system because they've got repeaters. Wherever I am, they've got a repeater. That was very considerate of them to do that.
Hey, John, this is Doug and Carol. The word of the day is Kubota. Does that jog your memory, Annie?
Okay, very good, Doug. Yes. Excellent. I'm not so good at call letters. I do better at ham calls than I do GMRS calls. But very good, Doug. Thanks for giving me the password.
I knew that. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I know somebody like that. John, I'm going to wind up. This will be my, it actually tunes up as a tri-band, which is pretty amazing. It does tune up to what I want to do on 220, and then 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and also we'll hit the GMRA. Wump, I'm going to replace 81.
Okay, Doug, you've been in and out there, so I don't know whether I'm going down the hill into some woods here, and I'm just about to my driveway. So I'm going to sign with you. I've got a pizza on the back seat, and I got hungry mouths that are waiting for it, so I dare not sit out here and yak. So talk to you later, Doug. Always good to talk to you. This is WSBW 226 near Millington.
Yeah, thanks for the conversation, John. Are you going to hit the net tonight at 6 p.m.?
I might check into that. Thanks for reminding me.
No problem. Okay, John, good talking to you, and always my pleasure. WSAG 266. Doug and Carol, and I'm clear.
And WSBW 226 is signing off.
WSTW 226, WRWI 979.
Yes, go ahead for a quickie.
Yeah, I'm monitoring this one here. My name's Joe in Clinton Township on the GMRS. I don't know if anybody's told you, but your microphone or something, you're either too close or over-modulated. You got distortion in most of your modulated volume there, just FYI.
Oh, okay. Well, how about if I back off a little bit? Does that help?
A little bit slightly there, yeah. I was monitoring on my other radio. I'm on an HT here in Clinton Township, not far from the McCulp site.
All right, well, I'm going to keep an eye on that. Thank you very much for letting me know. Can't fix it if I don't know it's broke. Like I was telling Doug, though, I got a Pete's in the back seat, and I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I better run it in the house. Thanks for the info.
No trouble whatsoever. Good to let each other know how they're sounding, if we're too close to the mic, too far away, or whatever. So WRWY 979 clear.
WSBW 226 clear.